Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's me. Hello, America. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us. Just so you know, we are broadcasting from our facilities here at beautiful Liberty University, and we're just having a wonderful time. We are all safe here. Andrew Cuomo is nowhere near our campus, so we are all safe and secure, which is a good thing these days. The breaking news just a few moments ago, Governor Cuomo announcing that he has passed kissed both men and women, possibly hundreds. So we could be seeing even more victims coming out in the coming Jeez-a-loo. I hope he uses a breath mint, you know, or mouthwash. That's just disgusting. So anyway, we'll be following the developments on that story. Also, we are following a story out of the border where over 117 illegal alien children are expected to arrive. This is the warning from the Department of Homeland Security. But in the meantime, we are very excited to have some special guests with us in studio here at Liberty University. You know, we talk a lot on this program about how we save the country, how we restore traditional American values, and how we build on the foundation that our founding fathers gave us so many years ago. Well, here in studio, we are honored to have some wonderful students from Liberty University, all seniors, all members of the student newspaper staff here, including Hattie Troutman, who is the editor of the Liberty Champion. We're also honored to have Mia Nelson and Savannah Graves. Ladies, welcome to the studios.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, what do y'all think about the, this is a pretty nice setup they have here.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really pretty, and we're really blessed to have someone like you here in our campus.
Well, you're kind to say that. We're very concerned about this plant. It looks like it's about to eat us or something. I'm not quite sure what that's all about, but we've got to get a botanist in here as soon as possible. So, ladies, I want to ask you about CPAC. I understand that all three of you went to CPAC. And Hattie, we're going to start with you. First of all, why did you go down there? I mean, you know, this is taking time off from school. So why make the effort to go down to CPAC?
Yeah, it was leaving school, flying to Florida, but we saw it as a really great opportunity as young, eager journalists to get down and really kind of have a great opportunity to learn how to interact with politicians, how to step in, ask questions, how to work quick on our feet. And we saw this as a really valuable learning experience to take everything we've learned so far in college and just see how it all shapes out.
Mia, I'm curious. So what were your observations? What did you see down there?
Well, it was a really amazing experience. And we spent a lot of our time on Media Row, where there were lots of politicians and congressmen, senators, and it was just really interesting to be able to interview them and talk to them about the future of the Republican Party and about how they're wanting to protect constitutional freedoms. It was a really cool experience.
And you are a conservative. Actually, all three of you ladies, we were talking before the break, you identify as a conservative. As a conservative, what was your impression of the message coming out of CPAC?
Absolutely. The message coming out of CPAC was really that the Republican Party is the party of the people. That was really the message that I took away from it.
You know, Savannah, we talk about the party of the people, and they've been saying that the face of the party is changing. Much more, you know, you have a lot more blue collar workers, a more diverse Republican Party. Did you see that when you were at CPAC?
I did, absolutely. It was interesting talking to different leaders in the party right now, and they're progressively getting younger, and they're being led by people like Matt Gaetz and Madison Cawthorn, as well as we saw a lot of diversity in skin color and women getting on stage. And so witnessing that firsthand, especially as three conservative women, was really interesting. Talking to the younger demographic of people stepping up into the GOP was also really interesting to witness firsthand.
Yeah, I'm curious, because you mentioned the ladies. I mean, when you look at the 2020 congressional races, this was a huge victory and a huge year for women in the Republican Party. Hattie, I'm curious, Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, what'd you think about her?
She was awesome. It's really cool to see someone like her on stage and just leading the state of South Dakota and being bold, being passionate, and just leading the people and keeping the Constitution first and just doing everything with excellence.
You know, Mia, I'm curious, so, you know, as a female conservative, how important it is for you to have those role models like the Kristi Noems, the Nikki Haley's out there?
It's really important for us to have someone to look up to in that way. And it's inspiring. And, you know, walking away from the weekend, and we even were able to talk to Marsha Blackburn as well. And after a conversation with her, it was really encouraging and inspiring and, you know, may even lead to one of us or wanting to be in politics one day.
Well, I think, and again, I think it's a terrific platform that you have the ability to get out there and actually do journalism out in the field. I mean, it's Savannah, did you notice a difference between being out in the field as opposed to being behind a desk?
Absolutely. I was talking to Hattie about this just Monday, actually, as we were doing production. It was interesting to go into CPAC and kind of see where our skills have progressed since freshman year and since we've begun learning how to be journalists. And then again, how much we need to learn about conducting interviews on the spot, asking questions out of nowhere, rather than, you know, having a few days to prepare a list of questions. And so just honing in on those skills was something that I was really interested to find.
I want to ask your editor-in-chief this question. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the media. And I mean, honestly, they've done a horrible, horrible job. Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing differently? What are you doing here at Liberty to fix that?
We're just living out our values of being truthful, honest people, and ultimately we profess the name of the Lord, and He commands us to live a life of truth and honesty and faith, and so that definitely plays out in the way that we act as journalists, always wanting to be objectively sharing the truth, and so just keeping those principles is what makes us different.
And I have to imagine, as fellow Christians, you know, in a society where everybody has their own version of the truth, mm-hmm. we know that the truth is absolute. And when you have that absolute truth, you can be a good journalist. You mm-hmm. can go out there and get the facts and present the facts and let the readers or the viewers or the listeners decide for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. And just keeping the word of the Lord as our foundation is what makes, hopefully, us look different than other journalists who aren't.
How refreshing to hear this. This is something that is not common in many newsrooms, and I have to imagine it's going to be exciting for y'all getting out there and practicing not just your craft, but Mia, also your faith.
Yes, sir. I would say so. I mean, we want to be that, be those journalists who are Christian journalists, making a difference, using our jobs and our careers for God's glory.
I'm curious, as you were down there, and I'm going to open this up to all three. So, Mia, we'll start with you and really just jump in, ladies. When you were down at CPAC talking to younger conservatives, what is it that the party needs to do? What are you hearing from people? What do they need to do to attract younger people to the party?
Well, I would say that they're really just inspiring younger people to be involved, to have an opinion and to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Matt Gaetz talked to us about not self-censoring and saying what you mean and sticking by it and not letting the left or the media shut you down in any way. And I think the Republican Party has really done a good job of revitalizing, especially in the post-Trump world. I do think the Republican Party falls short in simple things just like social media. I think the Democrats definitely lead that area of expertise. And so, but it's interesting seeing how they're doing better in that and how they're expanding on that.
Hattie.
Yeah, and just knowing that you can have a voice as a young college student and the impact you can have, and realizing you can impact the people on your college campuses, in your close circles, and not shying away from just being bold and knowing that you have the ability to speak up.
So I'm curious, who did you guys get to interview while you were down there?
Yeah, we got to interview tons of congressmen and representatives. We got to sit down with former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. We talked to Senator Marsha Blackburn, Congressman Gaetz, Congressman Cawthorn, just honestly anyone who was around, and we just moved our way to the front and was bold and asked questions, and it was awesome.
I just think this is what a terrific thing that Liberty's doing, getting you guys out in the field like that. So they take care of you, put you up in a hotel and all that kind of good stuff?
Oh, yes, they took care of us great. It was an amazing experience of a weekend. We had so much fun.
You see, this is good because back when I was in school, way back years ago, back in the dark ages, I was covering a prison break, and my school, we had no money, so I had to sleep in the back of the Associated Press reporter's car at the scene. It was not a very pleasant experience. So I'm glad to know that Liberty's a first-class operation.
Yes,
so,
sir.
All right, now, where can people read? If they want to read the stories and the coverage, where can folks go?
Yeah, they can go to the Liberty Champion. www.theamericanpartyradio.com. We have all of our articles posted there. We also have social media sites on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook that readers can follow along every single day and week.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for dropping by. You know, we're neighbors. We're just right around the corner from each other. So do y'all have snacks over there?
We do, actually, today. We have a budget meeting with snacks.
Oh, wait. All right, Avery, we got to make sure we get the snacks. So we got to sneak in over there. All right, ladies, thank you. Don't be strangers. Drop by and say hello and let us know what stories you're working on. And I know our listeners are going to be so excited to follow your careers. Congratulations as you get ready to graduate.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Mia Nelson, Savannah Graves, Hattie Troutman from the Liberty Champion. And they really are raising champions for Christ here at Liberty University. And we're so excited to see these young ladies going into the field of journalism. Lord knows we need more journalists like this. Folks, we've got to take a quick break. When we get back, your telephone calls, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. ToddStarnes.com is the website. We have links to the Liberty Champion on our page, so be sure to check those out. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Well, that was sort of a treat. Avery Bryson here in the studio with us now. And we had the editor-in-chief of the Liberty University Champion and two journalists there. And wow, how refreshing to have Christian journalists.
Yeah, it was amazing for what they were saying. It was just really inspiring, especially, or not necessarily for me as a journalist. I don't necessarily want to pursue journalism, but just super inspiring to, you know, hear other people my age who are like, yeah, I'm going to stand up for my beliefs. I'm going to stand up for what I believe in, and I'm going to fight for them as well. So again, just super inspiring.
And that's why it's so important. You know, a lot of people say, what can we do? How can we be involved in the fight? Well, this is how you can be involved. You can support universities like Liberty. You can support journalism programs at Christian schools that are churning out good, solid, young journalists. I mean, that's what this is all about. And this is how you're going to change the culture in those leftist newsrooms around the country. So, again, if you'd like information on Liberty, you can go to our website, ToddStarnes.com, and find more information. Meanwhile, this story out of New York State with Andrew Cuomo is simply fascinating. And Cuomo, just a few moments ago, holding a press conference and saying that he apologized, but he didn't actually admit or confess to doing anything inappropriate. But this is where we are. And the guy's got to go. But not because of that. He needs to go because of the thousands of senior citizens who were killed as a result of his policies. All right, let's get to the phones. Connor in Boston. Hey, Connor, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Pleasure to talk to you today. And I'll tell you, those kids you just had on the show, that's exactly what we need coming out of our colleges right now. You know, people who are actually, you know, received an education can critically think, you know? That's what you send your kids to college for.
Connor, is that not encouraging? Is that not encouraging to hear young people like that? Yeah, that gives me hope for America right there.
I'll tell you, you know, it's like to actually have, you know, a university like Liberty, it's like, I'm jealous. You know, the university I went to, it's like we had Elizabeth Warren for our commencement speaker. So, you know, go figure there.
I'd rather be kissed by Andrew Cuomo.
I wonder if he's still with her. Just curious. But anyway.
Oh, jeez, Alou. Go ahead, Connor.
But I'm going to tell you right now, you know, I was telling Grace this when I was on hold, but, you know, President Biden, you know, I have a policy. I won't speak ill of the president, but I will criticize the administration. I think this is the first time in my lifetime when I've just genuinely felt that an administration, a presidential administration, is just incompetent. It's like we have people who are being nominated who have no business in government. It's like we drained the swamp in 2016. It's like now he's trying to fill it back up. And it's just a reminder, I think, that we really need to focus on the grassroots efforts. We need to focus on the Republican Party reaching out to all voters. You know, it's like I live in Massachusetts. I'm a Republican voter. I've never voted for a Democrat. I never intend to. And my vote really is never counted. But I go out there and I can't, you know, I work on campaign and I fight just as if it did, because, you know, at one time Massachusetts was, you know, did vote for a Republican president. I think it was back in the 80s with Reagan. And if we don't start from the bottom, it's like we're never going to be able to build back up to, you know, a Republican majority in the House, the Senate, and the president, you know, in the White House as well. We just need to get out there and fight and not be discouraged. We're not snowflakes here.
You know what, Connor? I feel encouraged just hearing your comments here and your determination. And that's what it's all about. It's not about storming the Capitol building. It's not about setting fires and marching in the streets and clashing with police. This is about a battle of ideas, and places like Liberty are helping to are helping students to engage in the culture in a very winsome way. And I have great hope for this country as a result of the work they're doing at Liberty and, of course, at Truett-McConnell University and West Coast Baptist College, the three schools that we support as they are raising up that next generation of school teachers and engineers and journalists and preachers. Connor, got to leave it there. Always good hearing from you, sir. Let's go to Mark in the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Hi, Mark. What's up?
Hey, Todd, I can't believe you let Avery in there without a Chick-fil-A sandwich for you.
Well, Mark, I got to tell you, brother, I'm on a diet, so I had the salad at Chick-fil-A. It wasn't the same.
Yeah, I hear you. I just passed at some gas stations. You notice gas has been going up. It's about 269 here in Florida. It's 70 degrees here, but the gas is like 269. So this administration's continuing to tear this country up. And I called in. Want to talk about this transgender situation, but I'm telling you, it's opening the door to these pedophiles. It's doing parents with children now shouldn't let these kids into these restrooms. You've got to worry about school teachers now. Records being taken away from biological women. It's just absolutely disgusting. I mean, they should identify what they are in public when they're becoming school teachers, when they're doing this and that. Because if my wife was in a bathroom and he didn't identify, I'm telling you, I'd be pretty PO'd, because they can't continue to get away with this. They need to have their own sports, and they need to stay out of our, you know, stay away from us, basically.
Mark, I have no problem with men's sports, women's sports, and other sports. I mean, if that's what they want to do, more power to them. But we've got to protect these kids, and we've got to protect. And look, there are a lot of people that are going to take advantage of this. We're talking about predators that are going to take advantage of these rules, and it's putting everybody at risk. And that's why you've got to be careful. Mark, I hate to do this, but we got to skedaddle for a news break here. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Open lines for the next segment. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Welcome back to the program. We wrap up our final half hour of the show. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. And folks, some exciting news about our friends over at Newsmax. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app for their smartphone from their smartphone store. I did it, and it only takes a few seconds. And I don't know how to do anything. That's why we have Avery here. He's the tech wizard.
Yes, sir.
It just takes a few seconds. It doesn't cost you a dime. And with the app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable channels require a paid subscription for their app, but not our friends over at Newsmax. You actually get real news whenever you want. So remember, at home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's also free on OTT devices like Smart TV, Samsung, LG, Vizio, platforms like Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. And now the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily outside your home. By the way, I also check in between the commercial breaks. I check out Newsmax.com online for breaking news headlines and some terrific opinion pieces. And you've heard Greg Kelly here, Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, so many more folks over on Newsmax TV. And it's already the fourth highest rated cable news channel. Just unbelievable. Newsmax is real news for real people, and we are honored to have them as sponsors of the Todd Stearns radio program. All right, let's get back to the phones. Benjamin from Texas, listening to us on the live stream. Hi, Benjamin. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Todd. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to touch on an issue that covers the mask and Dr. Seuss. I had a poem similar to yours. So let me read it to you. I will not wear it on my face. I will not wear it any place. I will not wear it to get in. I will not wear it on my chin. I will not wear it on my ear. I will not wear it out of fear. I will not wear your stupid mask. I will not wear it. Do not ask.
Benjamin, this is beautiful. This is, I'm impressed. Avery is over here and he's giving the thumbs up.
Yeah, that was great. I really enjoyed that.
I think you got to, publish that like Reader's Digest. But Benjamin, I'm curious, you know, your governor, Benjamin, doing what many other governors, including Republican governors, are just afraid to do. And he's opening up the state. How do you guys feel about that?
We love it. We actually haven't worn a mask except for one time this entire pandemic to a funeral. But we're thankful now.
Well, good.
Thankful.
Good for you. Good for you. Benjamin, great Dr. Seuss salute there. Thank you for listening to the program, and thanks for holding on there. So, my goodness. All right. Dr. Seuss, very, very unfortunate what's going on there. Hey, by the way, we have some new audio to share with you. This is from Governor Andrew Cuomo, the governor, in holding a press conference earlier today, apologizing and saying he may, in fact, have hundreds and hundreds of victims, saying he can't. Kissed both men and women. Grace, I know you've been in politics. You cover politics. This is really unbelievable that this guy's able to get away with this.
Oh, yeah. Especially with the whole Me Too movement that has taken place over the last few years. The fact that he is, you know, hasn't immediately resigned is shocking.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's listen to this new audio we've got.
Uncomfortable, felt hurt, felt pain from the interactions. And I'm embarrassed by it, and I feel bad from it. I'm not in this business to make people feel uncomfortable. I'm here to make them, to help them. That's the essence of what I do. I do not believe I have ever done anything in my public career that I am ashamed of. I didn't know I was making her uncomfortable at the time. I feel badly that I did. And I'm going to learn from it. Marcia asked me about, you know, my usual custom is to kiss and to hug and make that gesture.
Jeez, Lou. The guy's a hugger. What can you say?
Yeah.
And a kisser. Who does that, though?
I just, again, going back to what Grace was said, the Me Too movement has been around for a really long time, or at least a decent amount of time for people to understand that this is not okay, no matter what your intention is. I mean, the same thing would happen to me. No matter what my intention would be, that's still violating someone's personal space. And personally, again, this is just me. I'm not a huge fan when I meet someone for the first time, they go in for a hug. I like to keep it professional, a nice handshake, and then you know, if the relationship goes deeper, maybe we can have a hug.
So I have some experience on this, Grace Baker and Avery Bryson.
Okay.
So you know, when they send me out on the book tours, you know, we have a lot of ladies that show up at the book tours.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I don't want to brag, but, you know, for the middle-aged lady crowd, I'm kind of like the Justin Bieber of that, you know, demographic.
Oh, yeah, I've witnessed it.
So the ladies, you know, they want to get the autograph, the book, you know, and you know, they'll want a hug.
Yeah.
So a guy by the name of Dennis Swanberg, the Minister of Encouragement, a good friend of mine, great friend of this program, he gave me some advice. He said, Starnes, you got to be careful out there.
Yeah.
You got to be careful because the ladies are going to want to hug you. Because they're good, decent ladies. They mean nothing untoward about it, but they want a hug. So he says, whatever you do, you got to do the side hug.
Yes.
So you got to sidestep him and do the side hug.
Oh, Duggar style.
He says, whatever you do, you can't go full frontal.
That's what good Christian guys such as myself do. That's like the stereotypical side hug thing you do to just any girl. So.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, you know, of course, you are dating, then it's fine to go full frontal with a hug.
Grace, you're a Presbyterian. What do you think about full frontal?
Oh, my gosh. I don't like hugging people I barely know. I only hug people I am very close to.
You know, we're going to get kicked out of Liberty, and we haven't even been here a day. What?
Hey, at least, Todd, at least we weren't talking about, you know, the anal swabs for the
COVID. No, don't bring that up. Come on. That was 2 days ago.
Yeah, see, I know. Now we're talking about it.
Well, again, the Chinese have no business swabbing any body part on a U.S. diplomat. Let's get that on the record. But I will say this. So one day a lady comes up and how can I say this delicately? She was ample. Okay. Is that an appropriate? You're getting the visual here. Yeah. She was ample.
That is, yes.
And so she came up and she asked if she could get a selfie. And I'm very happy doing the selfies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she commences to reaching inside her bra to pull out her cell phone.
Oh, you've told me that. I'm pretty sure you told me that.
I hate it when women do that.
Wait, so that's like a normal thing? I thought it was very abnormal.
There are women that do it, and I'm saying I hate when they do that.
Yeah.
Where is the room? I mean, it's, you know, these are big cell phones. Okay,
Todd, I'm not going to answer that question.
Thank you, Grace. Jeez, Lord.
Yeah, now we're going to get kicked out today.
And this happened at Ridgecrest, which is our Baptist campground, our Baptist forefathers. Good Lord. All right. Oh, Grace.
What?
We almost forgot to break the news here. And we're sort of having we're kind of lollygagging right now, and I'm not sure why. But you had a big, exciting personal event last night.
I did? Oh, no, yes. I didn't because it got... See, you missed it, Todd. My soccer game got canceled. My soccer debut of my life got canceled because...
So you're on a biological women's soccer team.
No, I'm on a co-ed team.
Co-ed, yeah.
I'm playing with my husband. Yeah.
So you and your husband are playing on the same soccer team?
Yes. This is correct.
I have a quick question, Grace.
Sure.
Who's more competitive, you or your husband?
Probably my husband, but not by much.
Okay,
it's pretty close. But I will say, Todd, I did have two things happen to me yesterday. One, I locked myself out of my car while it was running. And
well, that's not good.
Moe's forgot to give me my queso, and that was very upsetting.
Wait, what?
That's a crime.
Wait, are you telling me you went to Moe's and they did not give you queso?
We ordered a side of queso. My husband picked it up to go, and we get home, and he's like, there's no queso in here.
Oh, that's rough.
Avery brought me a salad back from Chick-fil-A.
Yes, I did.
Aww.
I'm like, what kind of heresy is that?
Did he at least bring you a sweet tea?
No, it's unsweet.
Oh, no.
I think I'm on a diet. I'm surprised I'm not in a bad mood.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm looking out for you. So.
Thank you, Avery.
You're welcome.
All right. Guys, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes. We'll be right back.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us on this Wednesday edition of the program. We're broadcasting from our studios here at Liberty University. This story coming in from California, Governor Gavin Newsom is claiming that is under fire a high school student there, claiming that the governor's ban on indoor high school sports is a violation of the equal protection laws. Now, California, much like New York State, they are not allowing kids to go out there and play sports. And so now you have at least one student there filing a lawsuit in California. Stella Butch is her name, B-U-C-H, or Boucher. She says it's really hard. This is a really hard time for teenagers because we're just all isolated. And it's especially hard for athletes because everything we've been working towards and looking forward to has been taken away from us. Now, we've been following the statistics here, and it is a frightening thing when you look at the numbers of young people, of children who are suffering from depression, who are committing suicide, primarily because of this isolation and the fact that so many of the schools are closed because the teachers union, they don't want to go back to work. Now, Avery Bryson, who is also a student here at Liberty, Avery, I'm curious because you guys are one of the few, you know, universities around the country that are actually back here for in-person learning.
Yes, it's absolutely amazing, and I consider it a blessing to be in person during this time. And I mean, of course, we have regulations set in place for COVID regulations. But I mean, just there's no, I didn't realize this past semester being because I was at another university this past semester doing all of my work online. And I all I did was I went to work for you and then I came home and did schoolwork.
Let me guess. Public university?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. OK, that's what I thought.
And it was just, it was not good for my education. And honestly, if I could describe it in one phrase, it would be, it was a waste of money because all I was doing was just doing busy work just to get the points that I need to be required to graduate for the state of Georgia.
Well, look, I think Truett McConnell University, they're back on campus learning as well. And it makes all the difference in the world.
It really does. I mean, and I understand, you know, if people, I haven't done too much research, but I'm sure that all these colleges, Truett and Liberty have availabilities to be online if you don't feel safe coming to campus. But I mean, it's just, but having that option of being able to be here in person, that's where the education comes in. That it's the interaction between the student and teacher in person and the other students between each other that really make education worthwhile.
By the way, Joe Biden now saying, the president saying that states lifting the COVID restrictions, that's Neanderthal thinking. That's for all you folks in Texas and Mississippi.
Well, when he can put a pin back in his coat pocket, then I think we'll be on. Then maybe I'll take attention to what he's saying.
Well played, Avery.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to the phone. 844-747-8868, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Michael, listening to us on KARN. Hi, Michael. What's up?
Well, hello, Todd. I have a quick question for you. Wonder why Cuomo is not being charged with multiple counts of negligent homicide?
Well, that's a terrific question, and the reason why is because he's a Democrat, and the Democrats control New York State, Michael.
Well, I just got a letter from Nancy Pelosi today, which has amazed me, asking me to send money to her, you know, to the Democrat Party. I couldn't believe it. She knows my whole name, Charles Michael. I mean, I don't want to send money to those people. Okay, well, Todd, thanks. We have a blessed day.
Well, Michael, thanks for the call, and keep things real there in Hot Springs, Arkansas. You know, it is interesting, though, but when you look at the state of affairs in California and New York, it's there's a common denominator. The Democrats have almost absolute authority in both of those states. And that's one of the reasons why you will not see Andrew Cuomo pay the penalty for what he did in those nursing homes. But you just might see him pay the price over these sexual harassment allegations. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Avery Bryson, what's coming up on the big informative Nerd Burrito podcast?
Well, the biggest thing that we've got going on this week, which will probably take up the majority of the time of the episode, will be the finale of WandaVision. It's led to be on that this is going to be the series finale, just because I'm assuming that several of these exclusive Disney Plus series that Marvel is putting out onto the Disney Plus streaming platform are going to be just one seasons, that they're going to sort of act like longer movies. And so we're going to be breaking down the finale and then what that is going to be doing for the future of the MCU phase.
I think I'm enjoying WandaVision.
Really?
I think so.
It's really, really good. It's we were talking about it before the show, and it's just something completely different than what Marvel has done in the past. You know, it's been these big action fight sequences, but now in WandaVision, we're actually like diving into the characters and their emotions and things like that to make it more of make it more personable. And I think they're doing a fantastic job with it.
All right, so that's Informative Nerd Burrito. You can get that. We have the link to it on our live show blog. Also tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, our good friend Tony Perkins and Family Research Council hosting a national prayer event. This is called Pray Vote Stand, and I had the honor of being a part of one of those events several months back. And now tonight, Congressman Greg Stube is going to join Tony along with our good friend Al Robertson, also known as the Beardless Bro.
Yes.
On Duck Dynasty.
I love Al.
The Robertson's grandkids actually went to a school here at Liberty University.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Phil and Miss Kay. So they sent the grandkids to get some good learning, good book learning. Also, Congressman Greg Stube, who, by the way, if you remember, was quoting from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy when all you know what broke loose on the House floor. Jerry Nadler got up and said that God's opinion is of no interest to the House of Representatives. And Congressman Stube was a guest on this program. And if you missed the interview, all you have to do is go to our website, toddstearns.com, and you can download that fascinating interview. He was actually quoting from, I believe, Tony Evans, Pastor Tony Evans, his study Bible. All right, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. It's been a fun day as we're getting our legs under us at Liberty University. We got a lot going on tomorrow, some great guests already lined up. Folks, toddstearns.com, subscribe to the newsletter, the podcast, all free of charge. Great resources for you. So get out there. Have a great day, America.